Well, everybody, this is me with bronchitis. I'm not exactly feeling 100% right now, to say the least. I figured I'd give you a bit of my bronchitis voice. For some reason, people tend to think of it as being sexy. Well, my last girlfriend, Beth, did. She kind of liked it. I can't remember if Carl ever heard me with my deep, sexy voice or something like that. I don't know. But I've been told it's sexy for some reason. I don't know. Yes, and of course, it would not be an audio boo by me if I didn't cough through it. I should say yawn through it. I'm not yawning yet. But, yeah, I've got bronchitis. I think it's starting to finally go away. Hopefully. The game plan is I got to work 9:30 to 6:30 tomorrow. I'm going to go in a little bit early to hopefully go to the clinic and have them check this out to make sure it's nothing more serious than that. Really, lately, it's been kind of, with the exception of getting bronchitis, it's been kind of, well, excuse me. This is what happens when I talk a lot. It tends to make me cough. That's why I've not been talking at work too much, because the more I talk, the more I want to do this. Yes, my timing was perfect with that. Anyhow, I'm kind of bummed out because I was sort of hoping something would work out between me and a certain somebody. Didn't happen, unfortunately. I don't know. When it comes to dating, I'm kind of picky. And I have to be picky because here's the thing. The last time I lowered my standards, I got really hurt. And you know who that is, if you've been following this audio boo, or if you've been on my Facebook or Twitter. Yeah, lowering my standards is not a very good thing, because it tends to hurt. Even though it's only been the one time, it taught me a very valuable lesson. So I'm not lowering my standards. I'd rather be alone and miserable than to be with somebody and be hurt again like I was almost 8 years ago now. And yeah, it is 8 years ago, but it still kind of stings. It's one of those things that it probably will always be with me, admittedly. The reason is because I really was in love with her. I was madly, deeply, crazily in love with her, and love blinds you. My roommate can attest to that, unfortunately. I won't go into that because that's kind of his business, but let's just say he learned that painful lesson almost as bad as I did. Maybe not as bad, but almost as bad. And it's one of those things that, you know, if you really understood the pain of it, I mean, I'm not nearly as bad as I used to be. But this is something that I honestly believe one of these days I'm going to find that person, and they're going to find me as a diamond in the rough. And I ain't perfect. I'm overweight. I'm balding. I'm cranky. I got big feet. And no, I don't live up to the stereotype. Would you really want to live up to the stereotype of having size 15 quadruple E feet? Yeah, that would be kind of frightening to some women. Oh, well, that's it for now. Bye-bye.